This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the theories of how best to cut healthcare costs in this country goes like this. If consumers knew how much they would have to pay for various medical services, they would be savvier shoppers, which would ratchet up competition among doctors and hospitals, which would drive down their costs and our prices. So, employers and insurers have created some online tools to help people distinguish more costly providers from cheaper alternatives. But as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from the health desk at WHYY, a new study out today raises some questions about whether those tools work as advertised.
Say you live in a place where an MRI costs anywhere from $400 to $4,000. In response, companies hire firms like Castlight and IBM's Truven Health Analytics to give that price information to their employees. Harvard's Michael Chernu and a team of researchers studied two large employers who fired up Truven's online pricing tool.
I think the tools themselves are functioning moderately well, but it is not as simple as transparency advocates would sometimes have us believe.
In the first 12 months, just 10% of workers used the service, and it looks like no one saved any money. Truven said it welcomes this research and the chance to work towards a system of value-based care. Yale's Zach Cooper says while health policy types remain bullish on the concept, this research shows if employers want workers to shop smarter, more is needed.
This is a signal to employers to go to their insurance companies and say, we got to do better, that there are real savings out there to be had, that the system's incredibly inefficient.
To realize the potential here, Northwestern's Craig Garthwaite says he'd like insurers to tweak their policies. He suspects so few people shop for lower prices because plans lack the right financial incentives. Instead, insurers could limit what they're willing to pay for some procedures.
And if you want to go to a place that's more expensive than that, then that's on you. If you did that, then people would be more willing to shop based on price.
The challenge is that it's harder to figure out how to set prices and measure quality, but it may take that kind of heavy lift before smarter shopping is much more than the promise of better days ahead. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.